When you step in the door at Mickey Bonney and Tom Paulson's art gallery, you think one thing.
Oh my God, how colorful. People first say when they walk in, and we're doing our job, if that's the feedback we get.
There is just so much art here. There are sculptures and mosaics and bold paintings with loud colors and patterns. One painting is a close-up of a guy holding his ears and sticking out his tongue. Next to that, there's a sculpture of a man wearing a long coat with a droopy clock hanging from his arm like a dish towel. And if that weren't surreal enough...
So if you didn't know that there was a bed in here, it would just look like another wall. Tom designed and built this so that it would open up into a queen-size bed, and this would become a bedroom, and people fight over being able to stay here.
Bonney and her husband Paulson take a painting off the wall. Then Paulson reaches up, grabs the wall, and opens it up like an oven door. Now there's a full bed in the middle of the gallery. This isn't your regular art gallery. It's a functioning apartment, too. Bonney and Paulson call it the Artist's Gallery Residence, and they market it as a short-term vacation rental.
And this will all be made up, and
oh, wow.
We take the picture that was hanging in front and put it...
Sleeping in here, you must feel like one of those kids in the book from the mixed-up files of Miss Baisley Frankweiler. They run away from home and stay in the Metropolitan Museum of Art. They sleep surrounded by fine art and bathe in the fountain. You can take a bath here, too. Besides the main gallery in the front of the house, there's a sitting room, a full-size kitchen, two bedrooms, and two bathrooms. There's even a washing machine.
And this is the second bedroom that could also be put into a king if it was two couples.
This place is chock full of art. It's everywhere. On walls, on shelves, on top of the microwave. Most of it's Bonnie's. She's a professional artist. But there are pieces from other artists, too.
Do you have any idea how many pieces of art are in here?
You know, I never counted them, and they're ever-changing as well. Because sometimes somebody will want to go home with a piece, so
Because it's probably 100.
Oh, I didn't count them.
I don't know.
Bonney and Paulson moved to Chattanooga from Florida in 2007. They got one of the Arts Move grants from the Lyndhurst Foundation. They bought a house that was built in the mid-20s on Mitchell Avenue in the Southside District. At that point, Paulson says the house was a disaster.
You know, it's an old Victorian, and everything is built with brick, and the walls had huge cracks in them, but it was just, it was a chore, a really two-year chore that turned into almost a meltdown as well as a labor of love.
Paulson actually does this kind of thing for a living. That is, rehabbing old houses. He's worked on a bunch of houses around the South Side. And this house is beautiful now. Paulson and Bonney actually live upstairs, and Bonney has her art studio upstairs, too. They say that having an apartment downstairs is handy when family and friends come to visit. And when I ask about the people who pay to stay here that they don't already know, they both light up.
We've had people from Switzerland and London and Australia. A gentleman from Switzerland was a concert violinist, and he asked us permission if he could play his violin, if it would disturb us. And he would play, what, 6 hours?
Seven hours a day.
Incredible music.
You know, just
and he wrote later and said, it was wonderful playing between Nureyev and
Nijinsky.
I had paintings of both of them at the time.
As we walk around the apartment, Bonney points out a blank spot on the wall where a painting used to be.
Here's a piece that just went home recently. We have to replace that with the new owner.
When you say went home, do you mean somebody bought it?
Yes. It's
fine. Yeah. And here I was thinking the paintings were already in a home. But really, this place is a gallery, a very comfortable gallery. You can stay for a while and enjoy it, but eventually, even the art has to go home to where it really belongs. For Round and About, I'm Mary Helen Miller.